Nebraska Extension Almanac.
With some areas of Nebraska still seeing harsh drought conditions, educators are encouraging delaying cattle turnout, especially in the panhandle. Extension educator Aaron Berger says grazing on wheat crops may be an option.
Yeah, so as we think about the panhandle Nebraska, you know, we've been in a drought for a long time. We were hoping to get some precip this spring. That just really hasn't materialized. And so pastures, in many cases, they've tried to green up, but they're really not growing. Some folks have turned cattle out, but there's really not any new grass growth or very limited grass growth out there. You know, we've got some scenarios where folks who have integrated crop livestock operations also may have some wheat. And unfortunately, wheat prices are not very good. You know, we're looking at 4.25 to 4.50 currently right now for bids for new crop wheat for July and much of the panhandle. So when you look at the situation we're in today, where cattle have a lot of value for feeder cattle, calves, cows, and then we look at a short forage crop in terms of pasture, there may be scenarios where grazing out some of this wheat that normally would go to grain could provide some alternative as a place to go with some cows currently, especially cows that have calves at side that have calved early, they're getting ready to breed. Quality forage is important for those cows as they go into the breeding season. For later calving folks, being able to get those cow-calf or cows that will be calving out on some of that wheat now, again, a high-quality forage for them to calve on, really could be an advantage. So I guess I just see, you know, everyone's scenario is different, but really looking at this wheat crop as a potential forage resource may have a lot of value this year under the current economic conditions we're in and the drought scenario we're dealing with in the panhandle. One of the things in turning out on wheat is just recognizing that sometimes we can have some grass tetany issues, and so there a high mag mineral, consistent consumption of that mineral is important. You know, that's one of the things that could be a potential issue, probably a little less with the drought scenario we're in. Frequently, that's more of a problem when we have really lush, wet conditions, but still something that would be prudent to have be part of the feeding plan if you're going to turn cattle out on wheat and plan to graze it out. So I think right now, folks are looking at dry lotting cows, and that's, you know, that's kind of the scenario. This drought's pretty widespread, so finding pasture is probably not really much of an option. So already having calls of folks looking at dry lotting cows, and so that's getting creative. You know, we're fortunate in Nebraska, ethanol co-products are readily available right now. And so depending on what you have access to, you know, mixing that with some low quality forage, putting together a ration that has adequate vitamins and minerals to meet the needs of those cows and that calf is going to be really important. For folks who maybe don't have a mixer wagon or a feed truck, limit feeding some cows using dry distillers grains and a bunk and some hay could be an option as well. So it's just going to really depend on your scenario and what you have access to, what you're willing to do. Many folks are going to try to hold on to the cow herd because, again, calf prices are exceptionally good and they're going to be looking at that as an option. You know, there are scenarios where the bottom end of the herd maybe needs to go ahead and be sold as a way to reduce stocking rates and just to move those cattle down the road, get some cash in hand to provide some options to hold on to a core breeding herd as we move through the summer and get to this fall. So when we delay turnout on pasture, what it allows us to do is allow any moisture we do have for those grass plants to fully grow and utilize what they do have. And there's a rule of thumb that proportional growth, if you look at top growth, that's proportion to growth below the surface. So every bit of moisture we've got, if we can let that plant access it and grow, that's going to provide additional forage later in the season. Also, of course, when we have warm, windy conditions, any plant growth that's there helps to shade the ground. It also captures any moisture we do get more effectively and holds it. So there's kind of a snowball effect, so to speak, in terms of being able to delay turnout, let that grass grow without being grazed, let it capture whatever moisture you do get, and then hopefully get as much as you can when you want to do try to go out later in the growing season.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.